This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Donald Trump is due to participate in a community safety roundtable discussion in Kenosha, Wisconsin, a little later on this hour. Having arrived in a city where urban unrest has been precipitated by a white policeman firing seven bullets into the back of a 29-year-old Jacob Blake, a black man who is now to spend the rest of his life paralyzed from the waist down. The president talked about the ongoing demonstrations this morning just before boarding Air Force One, headed for Wisconsin.
Take a look at Baltimore, take a look at St. Louis, take a look at Ferguson, take a look at what happened. What they had was, it put them to shame. Take a look at those places. And you always said Portland. Portland's been like this. I read an article today, for 50 years this has been going on. I'd like to stop it, and we could...
Sagar Magani has more from Associated Press.
Kenosha's been quiet for several days, and Mayor John Antaramian wishes the president would leave it be.
I think that you have a community that's in the process of trying to heal.
He and Wisconsin's governor, both Democrats, asked the president to stay home. They're worried his visit may cause more tensions and violence.
Well, it could also increase enthusiasm.
The president says he's going to Wisconsin, a key battleground in the November election. Yesterday, he refused to condemn a supporter accused of killing two people during the unrest, suggesting 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse acted in self-defense. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Department of Justice said on Tuesday it was implementing new compliance reforms at the FBI to minimize errors when it applies for wiretaps following the revelations it made numerous mistakes during its probe into President Donald Trump's 2016 election campaign. This is VOA News. A former English language teacher who became the main opposition candidate in the presidential elections in Belarus and who fled to neighboring Lithuania amid mass protests says her people want to change from President Lukashenko. Svyatlana Tsikhanouskaya told the Associated Press in an interview in Vilnius that this government must understand that people can't live in the same Belarus anymore. They want changes. They will not live with this president. They will not obey his orders any longer. Demonstrations demanding the resignation of Belarus's authoritarian leader entered their fourth week across the country. President Alexander Lukashenko, who won his sixth term in office in the August 9th election that was widely seen condemned as rigged, has struggled to stem the following protest despite a violent crackdown on demonstrators. Taliban insurgents have staged a suicide car bombing and armed assault against a police base in eastern Afghanistan, killing at least three security officers and injuring several others. Tuesday's attack in the border province of Paktia came hours after U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien renewed Washington's call for Afghan warring parties to urgently begin peace talks. An area spokesman told VOA that the early morning insurgent raid targeted a security compound in the provincial capital. Explosives that the spokesman said a suicide bomber detonated his explosives-filled vehicle at the entrance gate before two heavily armed men stormed the facility. Afghan forces quickly engaged and killed the assailants after a brief gunfight. The United Nations reports hundreds of thousands of Sudanese affected by what is described as the worst flooding in a century are in desperate need of emergency aid to help them survive this humanitarian disaster. The UN appeal comes after torrential rains in Ethiopia over the last few days triggered severe flooding downstream in Sudan. The family of a Rwandan man who has been internationally celebrated for his efforts to save ethnic Tutsis from the 1994 genocide in the country accused authorities Tuesday of kidnapping him one day after he was arrested on terrorism charges. Paul Rusesabagina, who was depicted in the film Hotel Rwanda, is accused of terrorism, arson, kidnapping, and murder perpetrated against unarmed, innocent Rwandan citizens on Rwandan territory. Mr. Rusesabagina is an ethnic Tutu. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.